From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia is blamed for a killing in London. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably approved the 2006 assassination of Alexander Litvinenko, a Russian spy turned dissident. Litvinenko was living in exile in Britain when he was poisoned with radioactive polonium. The killing was carried out in a London hotel by two Russian agents. Here is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We must now read the report in its entirety and take everything into account. But be in no doubt, this shocking event was reacted to years ago when it happened, and we're toughening our action again today.
David Cameron. Three items were high on the agenda Thursday when Secretary of State John Kerry held discussions in Switzerland on the situation in Syria. Those items were a political transition for that country, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against the Islamic State group. Kerry's talks took place on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos. Falling oil prices have roiled world stock markets in the first weeks of 2016. But U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is saying inexpensive oil is actually benefiting consumers across the globe. The World Health Organization said Thursday a second person has tested positive for Ebola in Sierra Leone, where an outbreak of the virus had been declared over in November. The first case was reported last week when Ebola was detected in the body of a young woman who became ill and died on January 12th. A WHO spokesman says the woman's aunt, who served as her primary caregiver during her illness, has tested positive for Ebola. This is VOA News. Microsoft founder Bill Gates visited Nigeria this week, where he collaborated with Africa's wealthiest man and the governors of several northern states on a new campaign to fight polio and other vaccine-preventable diseases. Chris Stein has more.
The governors of four northern states gathered Wednesday in the city of Kaduna to sign memorandums of understanding with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Dangote Foundation of Africa's richest man, Aliko Dangote, along with the U.S. ambassador to Nigeria. The MOUs kick off programs that aim to raise childhood vaccination coverage to 80% by 2018. Gates Foundation country representative Mairo Mandara says Borno, Yobe, Sokoto, and Kaduna states were chosen because they have the greatest need. They joined Kano and Bauchi states, which renewed their pre-existing agreements. Chris Stein, Lagos.
The rights group Amnesty International is saying the Turkish government's offensive against Kurdish militants amounts to collective punishment. The group says the offensive is putting tens of thousands of lives at risk. Turkish forces in July launched a new campaign of airstrikes and ground operations in Kurdish neighborhoods in southeast Turkey. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is to visit Turkey amid the ongoing fight with the Islamic State militant group and before next week's talks in Vienna on Syria. Dorian Jones reports.
Vice President Biden is expected to press Turkey to do more to prevent jihadist infiltration through its border with Syria. The visit comes as Ankara is demanding Washington rein in recent gains by the Syrian Kurdish militia, the PYG, against the Islamic State. Turkey accuses the Syrian Kurdish militia of being linked to PKK rebels, which Turkish forces are fighting. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Fires are raging out of control at one of the main oil facilities in northern Libya after militants struck storage tanks with rockets. No one has claimed responsibility. An international court in Kosovo Thursday sentenced a local Serb politician to 9 years in prison for war crimes against ethnic Albanians in 1999 to 2000. Judges of the European Union's justice mission in Kosovo found Olivier Ivanovich guilty of murder and torture of civilians during Kosovo's war for independence from Serbia. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Thursday he was optimistic of securing an agreement to reform the European Union by February the 17th. Such an agreement could secure Britain's future in the 28-nation bloc. Mr. Cameron says he wants to make sure that the EU benefits all members, including those who are not using the euro currency. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes rebounded Thursday after falling earlier in the week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.